We're beginning today's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Zayin. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are up to the Ramah on page Chof Ches, the page following page number 54. Let's just review what we said in the beginning of the Siman in the Mechaber on 54 in the beginning of Reish Nun Zayin. We said you cannot do Hatmona on Shabbos even with something that does not add heat. But we said by Safech HaShecha then you can do Hatmona with something that's Enamos of Hevel. And then the Mechaber told us, "Ve'ein tonim bedaver hamosif hevel afilu mibod yom." You can't insulate something with something that's going to be adding heat, even if you do it from before Shabbos. And then we said, if you do atmana bedaver hamosif hevel, the tavshil is aser even b'di'eved. The Mechaber then explained that when do we say it's aser b'di'eved? Dafka, if it's nicker, the benefit that you got from the hatmana, i.e. it was cold and it warmed up, or it was nitzamik v'yofalo, it was clearly recognizable that the cooking of the dish made it better for you. But if it's just being omei b'chamimuso, kishar rishona mutter, but something that's not recognizable, it's just keeping it the status quo with the heat that it has, then we said it was permissible. That was the shita of the Mechaber. So we now pick up in the Ramah, in the second line of Chof Ches, yesh omrim dim shachach v'hitnim b'shogeg, bedover hamosef hevel shari lechol. The Ramah brings the Yesh Omrim. There are those who say that if one forgot and he did atmana by accident with something that adds heat, it is mutter to eat that food. We'll finish the Ramah and then we'll see the Mishabura. The Ramah then writes, V'yesh Omrim dekolze einu aser elo kesh'osa l'tzarach laila. There are those who say the solacer of hatmana is only if you're doing it for the purposes of the nighttime Suda on Shabbos. Aval kesh'matmin l'tzarach machar, but if you're doing hatmana for the purposes of the next day's Suda, mutter l'hatmin b'bod yom b'dover shemosef hevel. Then you would be allowed to do hatmana from before Shabbos with something that adds heat. Ubidyevid yesh lismoch hazeh, says the Ramah, bidyevid, you can rely on the shita. Ubilvat shlo hei rogil lasos chen, as long as you are not rogil to do this. So we have two yesh omrims of the Ramah, and let's see the Mishabura that discusses both of them. Let's begin with Sivkaton Tes, going on the first yesh omrim again, that says that if one forgot and did atmana by accident with something that's most of hevel, it's mutter lechel. Says the Mishabura, Sivkaton Tes, yesh omrim dim shachach. The same thing applies if he forgot the din and he thought that it was mutter, gamze shogeg mikri, that's also considered shogeg. And then the Mishabura says in Sefkotun Yud, Shari Lechol, the Ramos said that if you did it b'shogeg, the davar amos of hevel, it's mutter to eat it. Tam hayesh omrim hu, the reason for this yesh omrim is, the svir luhu, they hold the hatmana shavet bazel shehia. The hatmana, the insulating, is similar to the halachas that we learned in Reish and Gimel about shehia, leaving a pot on the stove going into Shabbos. The pasuk of Mechaber le'el b'reish on Gimel Sif Aleph, over there the Mechaber paskind the imshachach v'shoha, that if one mistakenly did shehia afilu tavshil shenitzdamik v'yofalo, if it was fully cooked, even if the additional cooking is going to benefit him, it's mutter lechol. The Mechaber over there said it was mutter to eat it, and therefore this yesh omrim is following with the Mechaber over there. If the Mechaber said that you did shehia b'shogeg with a tavshil that's mitzdamik v'yofalo, so it's mutter b'di'eved, so this yesh omrim follows from there and says, if you made a mistake and you did atmana, b'davar amosef hevel, it will also be shari lechol. Says the Mishabura Vaitevi, neidas ha-magen avron ve'ataz v'agra. These are achronim all right, the ha-mechaber svirlei da'afilu b'shogeg aser lechol ad motzei Shabbos. That even though the Ramah brought down this yesh omrim, but in fact the Mechaber himself, they say, holds that even b'shogeg, it would be usher to eat it until Moshe Shabbos. If you look at note number 12, he writes, Ubetama dover shemachmirim lesser batmana yosher mi b'shehia. The reason why we would be machmir by atmana over here more than the case of shehia, the Aruch HaShulchan tells us, shekevan shebatmana ein eish v'gecholim. Since when it comes to atmana, it's lav dafka, there's any fire or any coals there. It could just be a material that adds heat, like we'll see later in today's shir. Lo nira hadover la noshim ki iser, therefore it's not recognizable to people as an iser, and therefore we have to be more machmir to make sure they take it seriously. So the Mishabura says that the Achronim write that the Mechaber holds not like this yesh omrim, and rather holds that even b'shogeg it will be aser to eat it ad motzei Shabbos. Ulekach sosam hadover, therefore the Mechaber was so same. And when the Mechaber said his last psak, in hitn medover amosef hevel, hatavshil aser, he didn't differentiate whether it was b'mezid or it was b'shogeg, and therefore the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Gra all write, and the Mechaber holds that even b'shogeg it will be usher. However, says the Mishabura, it appears that in a place of need, one can rely on this Yesh Omer the Ramah brings down, that would be following with the Shita of the Mechaber from Reishon Gimel, that just like with the Yevid, the Shehiya will be okay if it's Mistamik V'yafalo, so to over here, that Mana B'shogeg would be okay. Why can you rely on that? B'makom HaTzorech, Shahar B'Achronim Etzadden Kein, because many Achronim take on this side. U'B'Prat Imhoyo Nispashel Kol Tzorko, and specifically if it was already fully cooked, De'B'Lav Hochi Yesh Mekilim L'Kamam B'Siv Zayin B'Hagot. Because anyway, we have shitas that we'll see soon in Siv Zayin that says hatmana on something that is fully cooked is 100% mutter. And therefore, even though we don't normally hold like that shita, but since we have many shitas that hold over here like this Yesh Omrim, and we have those additional shitas to rely on, that hatmana with something that was in a special called tzarko is mutter, so certainly b'makom tzarach we can rely on it. Alkein ein lahachmir bazeh le'inyan di'evet b'shogeg, therefore one should not be machmir b'di'evet in this case of shogeg. Now let's see the Bir Halacha that takes this a step further, and he writes in the Vermaska Yesh Omer Dim Shachach V'Hitmin, the top line on Chav Ches in the Bir Halacha, I am b'Mogen Avram Shekosav D'Dafka B'Nisbashel Kol Tzarko. This heta that we're bringing down, that B'Dievid, if you mistakenly did Atmana, it will be mutter to eat it. That's Dafka if it was fully cooked, like we seem to be discussing in the Mishabura. Avalim Nigmar Bishulo B'Shabbos Aser. But if it was not fully cooked, it was only Kamacha Ben Jusoy, and the cooking completed on Shabbos, it will be Aser. D'Vaday Lo Odef Mishihia, because for sure it's not going to be better than Shehiya. V'Lohe Taktiv, and I didn't bring this down, says the Chavetz Chaim in the Mishabura, Mishum de lefi maide paskinen kayesh omrim b'shehiya le'el de kamacha ben jusay mutter, because according to what we paskined earlier in Siman Reishon Gimel, that shehiya, if you did it when it was macha ben jusay, already was mutter, so memeila hu adin hach. So the same thing Mamela would apply over here if we're comparing Shehiya to Atmana. So the same way that we paskin and the Ramah brought down that as long as the food was Macha Ben Jusoy, the Shehiya was okay. So same thing over here, the Atmana would also be okay with the Evid if you did the Atmana on the food that was only Macha Ben Jusoy and finished cooking on Shabbos. Ukvar Hikshe Kena Tosefa Shabbos. The Tosefa Shabbos already asked this Kasha. Umipnei Chomer Ho'inyan Nirali Dedas Amagin Avram Shalolechos Akula Mishnei Roshin. But because of the seriousness of this topic, it appears that the Magen Avraham did not want to take on two kulas. What are the two kulas? The Hainu Livsok B'inyaneinu Kayesh Omrim D'Shavah L'Shehiya. Number one, to take on the kula over here, that Atmana is only the same level as Shehiya, not anymore Machmir. And also the second kula, which would be to rely on the Yesh Omrim over there, that Shehiya would be okay even on foods that are Kamacha Ben Yusai. So the Magen Avraham didn't want to take on these two kulas, that Atmana is equal to Shehiya, and Shehiya is like the lenient opinion that it is okay if you did it when it was only Kamacha Ben Yusai, and therefore the Magen Avraham comes out to be Machmir over here and says by Atmana you'd have to have it fully cooked in order for it to be Mutter. And according to the Magen Avraham, it's enough if would be lenient in this case when it was fully cooked. The ayin b'chay odom she'ete gam kein ledino ka yesh omrim hazeh. The chay odom also brings down ledino like this yesh omrim, that if it was done b'shogeg the hatmana b'davra mosaf hevel, it will be permissible. V'dafka b'chol tzarko. But like the Magen Avraham, he takes on that only if it was fully cooked. V'ulai gam kein tamo k'moshe kasavnu, and it could be the reason for the chay odom is like we just explained in the Magen Avraham. Mikol makom b'makom atzorech efshir di yesh lismoch b'di'evet b'shogeg af b'nispashel rak k'mach Ben Jusoy. But says the Chavetz Chaim, in any case, in a place of need, it's possible that we can rely b'di'evid. If one did it b'shogeg, he did it atmana b'davra mosaf hevel from before Shabbos, even on a food that was only in his bashal k'macha ben yusai, that one can go l'kula. U'kedat tosefa Shabbos, like the tosefa Shabbos comes out. V'chein mashma b'shulchan atzei shitim. V'ra'isi b'bir ha'grosha kosov shadatzei yesh omrim nitcha. The grub brings down that this sheet of the yesh omrim was pushed off. Ayin shom. V'hainu me'ikir adin, that's only me'ikir adin. Aval mikomo but says the Chavetz Chaim, it's very difficult to be machmir b'di'evid even in the case of Macha ben Jusoy when you did atmana. Acharei sheharamah ba'atzmo somech adas hamikilin le'inyan di'evid b'hitmin l'tzarech machar. Because already we see the Ramah, the next line, is relying on a lenient opinion b'di'evid when you did atmana for the next day. V'hu adin le'inyan shachach, and the same din would apply if one forgot the chad time l'tavaya. It's really the same reason of fim hashikos of agra. So the Berloch is coming out over here that although the Magen Avraham and the Chai Adam are saying that it's bedafka, that it's going to be okay lefi this Kiddush Ish Omrin, if you did the Hatmana B'Shogeg, if the food was fully cooked, but certainly one can rely, B'Dieved says the Bir Halacha, on the shitas that understand that it's not only if it was fully cooked, even if it was kamacha ben yusai, taking on the two kulas, number one, that hatmana is the same dinim as shahia, and number two, that by shahia we go with the more lenient opinion that even if it was kamacha ben yusai, the shahia was okay, and so too over here, the hatmana would be okay b'dieved. And then the Ramah brought the second Yesh Omrim, which is in the parentheses, which he said the whole time that we have the Isser of Atmana is only if it is for the purposes of the evening Seuda. But if you're doing the Atmana for the purposes of the next day Seuda, then it is Mutter to be Matman from Erev Shabbos, Bedover Amos of Hevel. Says the Mishabura in the first wide lines of Koton Yud Aleph, Hatam, the reason is, the Iker Masha Asru Lahatman B'Mos of Hevel, who, the reason why we asked to be matman with the Davra Moshe of Hevel, like we saw in the last year, Mishum Shema Yavu Lahatman Beremetz Yechata Begachalim, because you might come to insulate it in some ashes and coals, and you might come to stoke the coals. V'alkein, and therefore, Kevin Shematman Lutzarach Machar, since you do not mana in this case for tomorrow Suda, Sviruhu La Yesh Omrim, this Yesh Omrim understands, De Lo Shayach Zerezu, this Zera is not applicable. Da Filu Im Lo Yagia Hatavshil Macha Ben Jusai, because even if the food does not reach Macha Ben Jusai from before Shabbos, Yisbasho Memelo Kolai Laila V'lo Yovel Lachatos, since you know anyway you have till tomorrow, so you won't come to stoke the coals, because you know that overnight it will get all the way cooked through. Similar to the svar that we have by the raw meat that you could put in before Shabbos and the shehi would be okay. So similarly, if you're doing your atmana for tomorrow, so that would be okay, even if it is not yet machal ben yusai when Shabbos comes in, since it's only for tomorrow suda, and there's no concern that you'll stoke the coals, because there's plenty of time for it to finish cooking. And so too this Yesh Omrim holds the Mutter Lahatman bin Ispashal Kotzarko, that you would be allowed to do Atmana if it was fully cooked, to Lo Yavo Gamkein Lachatos, because you're also not going to come to stoke the coals if it's already fully cooked. The Alkein Mutter Bazeh Af bin Matmin Litzarech Laila. And therefore, if it's fully cooked, this Yesh Omrim would hold that you're allowed to do Atmana even for the evening Suda. Vu Kedas Ayesh Mekilin Lakamon, Bisiv Zayin Bago, and this is like the Sheet of the Yesh Mekilin that we will see soon in Siv Zayin in the Ramah. So after the Ramah brings down this Yesh Omrim that the Hatmana for tomorrow is okay for the reason just mentioned, he ends off and says, B'dieved, you can rely on the Shita, but you shouldn't be ragil to do it. So says the Mishabur in Sivkot in Yudbei, Shlo Yehi Ragil, Mashma Dim Hu Ragil Af B'dieved Aser. The Mashmos of the Ramah is, but if you are ragil to do it, then even B'dieved it's going to be Aser. That time, the reason is, the Me'ikir Adin Ein Lahem Makom La Yesh Omrim, because really the truth is that there's no place for this Yesh Omrim, Kemosha Kosav Agra Ushari Poskim, like the Gra and the other Poskim write. And in 015 he explains, Kamosha Bir Bibir Alocha L'El, like the Bir Alocha explains in the beginning of Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Shechoshashu Shema Yimloch B'dayto L'Ochlo V'yachata B'gacholim. Even though it's true that if you're having it for the daytime Suda, it's very likely you won't come to stoke the coals because it will get cooked anyway by the time the daytime Suda comes. But the Bir Alocha says over there, we worried you might change your mind and decide to eat it at night, and then you will come to stoke the coals. The Ein Heter L'Hashos El, and therefore the Bir Halacha came out that the only way we can rely on the fact that you're going to have it for the Suda during the day is only if it will be inedible at night. For example, you put in raw meat, therefore even if you would change your mind, it's not shayach to get it ready for tonight, so for sure you're not going to stoke the coals. But if it's a dish that's shayach to have tonight, so just to say you're having it tomorrow, that would not be enough, because you still might change your mind to eat it tonight, which is shayach, and then you might come to stoke the coals. And therefore the Mishabura brings down over here that Mikra Adin, there is no makom for this Yesh Omrim, for the reason mentioned, like the Gra and the other poskim write. The Chain Kosav, the Yesh Mekilin Lakamon, Ein Lam Makom Badin, they also write that the Yesh Mekilin and Siv Zayin also has no makom in Din, Ulaka Kosav Sham Ramah, the Ein Lin Okein Bishari Makomos. And therefore the Ramah writes there as well that one should not be knowing this in other places. That concludes Sif Aleph. Now let's go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Afilu Tavshil Shenizbashel Kol Tzarko. Even a dish that was fully cooked, Osir Lahatman B'Shabbos, it is Osir to insulate a fully cooked dish on Shabbos, Afilu B'Dover She'enu Mosaf Hevel. Even in a material that will not add heat, you cannot be matmin on Shabbos. Umikomakon losum kelim alatavshil kedei l'shamro min ha'achbarim. But to put garments over the dish in order to guard it from the mice. O kedei shelo yistanef ba'afruris, or that it should not get any dirt in there. Shari, that is permissible. She'ein zeh kematmin lohochem. That's not like insulating for heating purposes. Elo kishomer v'nosen kisril ala kedeira. That's like just guarding the dish and putting a cover on top of the pot. And therefore, the Mechaber Paskins over here in Sebeis, that although we say a tavshil that's fully cooked, when it comes to Shabbos, it is usur to insulate it, even in something that's not most of Hevel, but that's only if your kavana is for the insulation. But if your kavana is just for protection, that dirt shouldn't get in, animals shouldn't get in, then it would be permissible to do that hatmana. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, Asur lahatman b'Shabbos, umikomakom b'di'evet shari v'kanal b'sifkaton ches. However, b'di'evet, it would be permissible, like we saw in the last year, in Sifkaton ches, since it's not recognizable, you're only being matman with something that's not most of Hevel, you're keeping it the status quo, so it's not recognizable, the benefit to the naked eye, so therefore b'di'evet, we said it would be mutter. Then the Mechaber told us, but to put garments over for protection, that kind of atmana is permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Aleph, Haynu afilu begodim shemamidim esachom shel hakedeira shelo yitzdanin. Even garments that will retain the heat in the kedeira and prevent it from getting cold, which is regular atmana in a davar she'enu mosaf hevel, afilu achishari. Even so, it's permissible. Kevon she'enu mechavin lozeh. Since that is not your intention, your intention is not to keep in the warmth, your intention is purely that it should be protected, and derech agav, it keeps in the warmth, therefore it's going to be okay. Let's look over here at note number 18. Ulhaniach agabi hakedera es hamichse hamiyuchadla, to put on top of a pot its normal cover, kosob b'shal, shivat igras Moshe, Moshe Feinstein says shemutter, to cover the pot with a normal cover, that's permissible. Afilu even if your kavana in putting the regular pot cover on top is to keep the heat inside, it's permissible. Because since the pot needs to be covered for other reasons as well, so no dirt should fall in, no animals should get in, that is a normal form of the shmir of the kedera, and therefore it's not viewed, it's not looked at as if you're doing hatmana. V'divrei Mishnah Berurah einam elo b'mechase es hakedera b'davar shelo miyucha l'kisuya. And that which the Mishnah Berurah says, it depends on your kavana, that if your kavana is for protection, it's okay. If your kavana is for the heat, it's a problem. That's only using a cover that's not usually the designated cover. Then we say, she'em miskavin l'shamre es achom, if your kavana is to keep in the heat, hareza also, that's forbidden, b'pnei she'nira k'nasa l'atmana, because it's an unusual thing, it looks like atmana, and therefore, you have to have kavana just for protection for it to be okay, but if it's for keeping in the heat, it would be a problem. Mashenkin, if it's a normal cover, Ramosha says, even if your kavana is to keep in the heat, that's still going to be okay, since it's a normal way to do it, it is not nikir that there's atmana going on, it looks like you're just covering it to keep out the dirt and the insects. And then note number 18 tells us, Ulagabe kisui machal shalgabe akira beniar aluminum, covering the food that's on top of the kira with aluminum foil, Rav Moshe writes, shenechshav katmana. Rav Moshe says that is considered hatmana. In the back of the Sefer, on page 6, all the way at the bottom, he continues and says, Meidach, on the other hand, the Gaon Lashon Zalman Arbach writes, shenechshav kikisui kedera, that aluminum foil around the food is considered just a covering of the pot, ve'enu b'chal hatmana, and that's not considered hatmana, v'chein idas hagon Rav Yoshev. And that is also the opinion of Rav Yoshev, that covering something in foil would not be hatmana. It's brought down in some svarim, that would only be the single covering of aluminum foil, but if a person keeps wrapping it more, so then of course you would be getting into problems of atmana, because you can't say that all the wrappings are all considered the regular covering of the pot, even according to these more lenient shittas. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siv Gimel, Elu heim dvarim hamosifim hevel. Now the Mechaber gives us a list of things that add heat, things that just retain the heat. So the list of those who are most of hevel is psola shel zeisim, the remnants of the olives after the olives are smashed, o shel shumshimin, or of sesame, v'zevel, which is dung, v'melach, and salt, v'sid, and lime, v'chol, and sand, bein lachem, bein yevashin. All these things are considered most of hevel, whether they are moist or they are dry. v'tevin v'zagin, and straw and grape skins, u'mochin and katin v'asavim and grasses, bizman she'shloshten lachin, when these three, even though we have four mentioned, the Mishaburu will tell us that tevin and the zagim is counted as one. So these three, when they are moist, then they are considered most of hevel. The elu dvarim she'ena mosivim hevel, the following things are not considered to be most of hevel. Ksus, clothing, uperos, fruit, kanfeyona, the wings of a dove, oshar, notzos, or other kinds of feathers, un orosh al pishtan, piece of flax, un nesoras al charoshin, carpenter shavings, pirish, hakash, hadak, hanofam, and the h, kishem megarurin, osob, and megera, the little sawdust that comes out when you are sawing a piece of wood. And the Ramah ends off on the top of 56 and tells us, yesh omrim de mutter lahatan besloim, some say you can do hatmana in stones, afo pisha mosif in hevel, even though, in fact, insulating with stones and rocks will add heat, it's still permissible. Since that is a very uncommon practice to do atmana with rocks, therefore Chazal never goes there and it is mutter. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Tesvav, O Shal Shumshimin. We said that in the list of Dvar HaMosivim Hevel are the Psola Shal Zaysim and Psola Shal Shumshimin. Zok the Mishabura Afa Gavdil Inyan Atmana Besochon Shavenheim, even though in terms of insulating inside these two materials, the halacha is equal. Mikomokom Yeshchiluk Beneim, however, there is a basic difference in halacha between them. The Bishumshimin, when it comes to sesames, who hadin Bechol Hadvarim Niskarim Kan, and so too all the rest of the things that are mentioned over here, dafko lahatmin lesochan aser. It's dafko to insulate within them that it is forbidden. Avalam hitmin bedaver hamutter. But if you insulated the food in something that's permissible, kegon bekupa shel tzemer, like a box of wool, uchiagavna, or something similar, mutter laniach hakupa alehin. You would be allowed to put the box on top of these materials. Aval al gefes shel zaysim aser laniach. But on the residue of olives, it's much more chamor. It gives off more heat, and it would be aser even to put the box of permissible hatmana on top of that gefes al zaysim. That would be aser. The chamimei tvei, because they are hotter. These remnants, the residue of the zaysim, is hotter. Umosif and hevel lomala derech hakupala kadera, and it has the power to add heat above through the box to the actual dish that you are trying to insulate. V'tevin, sivkoton, tes, zayin, we said straw and grape skins, beinim hu aruch, o nechtach lechatichos dakos, whether they are large pieces, long pieces, or they're cut up into small pieces, v'zagin hu psola shel yakev yayin, and the zagin, which is the grape skins, is the remnants of the wine press. Umochin, which we described as katin, but the Mishaburu says in Yudzayin, kol dover rach kori mochin, anything soft is really called mochin, kigon tzemer gefen, like katin, utlishas tzemer rach shel behema, or a little cutting off of the wool that's soft from a behema, ugriras begodim bluyim, or shreds of clothing that are worn out. And then we said that although the first list of the psela shel zaysim and the shumshimin, the zev, the melech, the sid, the vachol, it doesn't matter if they're moist or they're dry, they're always most of hevel. But the next group of three, which we said tevin and zagin, mochin and asavim, it's only when they are moist. Says the Mishabur Yudchesh, shloshton, choshev with tevin vezagin gechada, even though there are four listed here, he counts tevin and zagin as one. So they, only when they are lachim, are they most of hevel. Says the Mishabur in Sivkotin Yotes, the lachin yeshba and hevel harbe yosem yevashim, when they're moist, they give off much more heat than when they are dry. Umistimas amachaber mashma de bein lachim machmas atzman ubein lachman machmas davar acher. From the fact that the machaber does not differentiate, it implies that it does not matter why they are moist, if they are moist from their initial creation, from the time you took them off the ground, or whether they are lach because of something else that came onto them later. It sounds from the Mechaber that Shneim Asurim, they're both going to be Aser. Omnom kama achronim eskimu, but many achronim agree, the dafka lachin machmas atzman, dafka those who are naturally moist will cause a problem of being most of hevel. Sheheim lechamamos yoser milachin machmas mashke shenofel aleya mishayovshu. Those things that are naturally moist give off much more heat than things that are only moist from liquid that fell upon them, and therefore those achronim argue with the simple mashmos of the Mechaber. Sivkaton chav ksus, clothing was in the list of things that are not most of hevel. Vuadin kar muchsasos, so too pillows and cushions, the gizei tzemer, and shearings of wool. Sivkaton chav alef uperos, fruit, kigon chitim mekitnios, like wheat and beans. Sivkaton chav beis, oshar notos, or other kinds of feathers. Venoka mitchila kan feyona, the reason why the Mechaber mentions bedavka, the wings of the dove, v'hu lashon ha-talmud, and that is the language of the Talmud, that's what the Gemara says, mishum dohayam matzri lahem, that was just the most common types of feathers that they would have. Sivkaton chav gimel, as we turn to page 56, un ha-ores, Dak hanu orem and apishtim, the small pieces that come out from the pishtim. The last thing the Rama told us was that there are those who say that you're allowed to do atmana in rocks, even though they are most of hevel, because it's considered something that's lo shkiach, and therefore they would not gozer. Says the Mishabura and Sivkadon Chav Dalud, Hainu avonim ketanim, these are talking about small stones, shemosifin mehen eish, shemotzian mehen eish, that we take fire out of them, we create fire from them. V'korin oson avne eish, and they are called stones of fire. Umashakosav de lo shkicha, that which the Rama says, that they're not common, what does it mean they're not common? Hainu deho lo shkiach klal sheyatnin bisloim, it's not common at all that a person's going to insulate his food or his dishes, that the food is inside with rocks, mishum she mishabra kedeira usha makalkan amachal, because very likely the rocks are going to break the pot or they're going to damage the food that's inside, and therefore it's uncommon to use it. But things that are sometimes used for hatmana, afagav de lo shchiach, even though it's not so common, but there gozru b'rabanan. There the chachamim were gozer, meaning only by rocks where it's so unshchiach that they would use it. There we say it was never part of the gzera. But things that are used sometimes, just not so commonly used, there we would say the gzera would apply. Kosav Rashal b'tshuva, the Rashal writes in the tshuva, Efer cham hu dover she'enu mosav hevel v'shari litmon bo. Hot ash is considered, surprisingly, something that does not add heat, and it is mutter to do hatmana in it. Elu im kein ma'orav b'gecholam, unless, of course, this ash has in it coals, because then there's a chashash that you might be stoking the coals, and that's also certainly going to be considered most of hevel. V'hevi'u ha'el yerabba v'tosef v'shabbis v'shar achronim. V'u'adim b'chodover she'en most of hevel, afilu heim chamin shari. And so too, any other material that's not most of hevel, even if they are hot, it would be permissible to do atmana in them. They would not be considered a problem. We will stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, in the next year, we will pick up with Siv Dalet.